at least 11 people dead, more fatalities and casualties expected, nearly 3 million without power. Florida is counting the cost of Hurricane Milton. Among those facing the clear-up is Kilkenny native Shane Hoyne. Shane owns the Castle Irish Pub in Orlando, Florida, with his brother and wife. They've dealt with hurricanes in Florida before, but the warnings about Milton were different, as Shane has been telling our reporter, Ethna Dodd.
They don't mince their words, you know. If it's a big deal and they think it's going to be a strong storm, they're definitely going to tell you. They were making definitely a bigger deal about this one than they have some of the other ones in the past, especially here in Orlando. And, you know, this is my first year owning a business too, so I kind of had to worry about my house as well as the pub here as well. So we shut down the pub early, made sure that all our staff got home. I probably had everything in my house locked away and everything taken off our patio and out in our back garden. So yeah, got home early from the pub. The rain was starting to lash pretty hard from the early morning. Then we got a bunch of tornado threats tornado warnings in the afternoon, which I guess they said on the news was the most tornado warnings they've ever had in the state at one time. There's something like over 100 tornado warnings, which was pretty intense. So that was a bit nerve-wracking, all right. But when we got home anyway, then we just kind of hunkered down and, you know, you just keep an eye on the news then, see how it's going and what to expect as the evening goes on.
And what was the damage?
So we did have a tree fell down beside our house, all right. A bunch of leaves down, some signposts down. We did have some flooding at the bottom of our road as well. Then over here at the pub then, we did lose power for a while, which we were very lucky. We actually got it back, but almost everywhere else around us still is without power. And they're saying it could be a few days, so we were lucky that way. A lot of flooding here in Orlando. We're lucky we're inland, so we don't get the full force of it. The West Coast and the East Coast do, but you know, we're in the neighborhood here in College Park in Orlando, and probably 90% of our clientele would be our regulars. We just wanted to be a place for them to come and hang out. If they don't have power, they can come here, hang out, have a couple of drinks, and have the crack with their neighbors. It was definitely one to remember, that's for sure.
And that from our reporter, Ethna Dodd.